Today's daf is daf lamed zayin. So we got to the last few lines of lamed vav and beis. The Gemara had been discussing the Mishnah about making a tanai on an erev tchum, whether it will work with breira or not through breira. If retroactively the nachum came from this direction or the chacham came from that direction, so our Mishnah seemed to have understood both in the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda that there is a concept of breira. But then the Gemara quoted the opinion of Ayo in the Brisa that clearly said there is no breira. So the Gemara now wants to know, we are three lines, the last three lines of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, again, Ad Rabba, Lesay, Ledayo Mimasnisen, Adayo should not be, should not be accepted because our Mishnah. So our Mishnah certainly would trump a Brice of Ayo, so we should embrace the Halacha of Breira. So the Gemara says, no one would have thought that we actually hold of Breira. The Hashmaina Leila Rabbi Huda de Lesay Breira. We have a Mishnah in general, Mishnah from elsewhere. This is a Mishnah that's found in Maseches. It's actually Tosef and Demai. It says so this Tosef clearly indicates Rabbi Huda does not hold a Breira. So it must be that our Mishnah here, which is also Rabbi Huda, probably also doesn't hold a Breira. So how do we see that Rabbi Huda does not hold a Breira? So the Braisa says the Tznan, the last line of Lamed Vav Mem Beis, Halokeach Yain Mibein Akusim. Person purchases wine from the kusim, and the understanding is that a stam kusi, Rashi points out, is not mafresh chuma. So he has wine, and he wants to drink the wine. And Rashi also points out there are no other kalim. In theory, what he should do is he take the wine, he just pour out some wine. This is for the truma, this little cup's for the kohen, and a little bit for the meiser, rishon, in another cup. But he has no kalim. He's got a jug of wine. The guy's really thirsty. So how does he drink it? This truma to meiser is possibly most likely in this wine. So what's the eitzah? So the Gemara goes on. This is a Tosefta that's quoted many, many times throughout Shas. So the Tosefta says in the top of Lamed Zayin here that Omer, what he should say is this: the purchaser should say Shnei Lugin Shani Asir LaHafrish Harei Hein Chuma. So we're talking about a case of 100 lug of wine. So 2 of 100 is 150. That's again the Beinonis, the average suggested amount you should give to Chuma. So 2 lug are designated for the Kohen. Now he hasn't separated because there's no Kalim to separate, but there's 2 lug somewhere in this barrel of wine that's for the Kohen. And then he says Asara, now he's 98 left, so 10 of them, rounding up. So 10 of the lug, Asara Ma'isa Rishon, so another 10 of them is going to be towards the Levi, the Ma'isa Rishon, and still, again, it's somewhere in there. He hasn't yet established which is there, but so there's 10 lug of Ma'isa Rishon in this barrel. Then now he's left with 88 lug of wine, so now he needs to take another 10th. Now a 10th of 88, approximating to 90, is 9, so 9 of 90 is a 10th. So a second Ma'isa is Tisha, it's 9 lug, Ma'isa Shani is going to be Ma'isa Shani. Now Ma'isa Shani typically, what he does is he takes for himself wine, he brings it to Yerushalayim. Another alternative, what you could do is, you could take Ma'aser Rishon and say, listen, I don't want to stop the wine to the Yerushalayim, I'm going to mechalal it onto coin, and the coin I'll take to Yerushalayim to eat and buy food to eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim, and this wine I could actually eat now or drink now, it's chulun. So what he does is, with the Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni, the Gemara says, Ma'aser Sheni, he separates, u'mechal, he's able to be mechalal the Ma'aser Sheni wine on coins, so now, even though there was once Ma'aser Sheni in this barrel, it's not Ma'aser Sheni anymore. It's moved to the coins. And then, v'shosa miyad, he's able to drink immediately, divi Rebbe Meir. Because the understanding is, even though there's Truma and Ma'aser Rishon floating around the wine, he could figure out after the fact which one it is. Breira, it was. So he could drink, you know, he could drink up until 88 amounts of lug of wine, and the final 12 lug, he could say, okay, 2 of the final lug is going to be for the Kohen, and the other 10 will be for the Levi Ma'aser Rishon. And that's allowed. So we see that Breira does work. You could retroactively say what was initially the wine. You could figure out later on and then say that it was initially the Chumas and Isis from the beginning. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Just, we don't need to read Rashi in that. Okay. So the Gemara says one should, if you're able to fix whatever you can, best to fix whatever you can. The option exists. Right. So that's certainly recommended. Rashi points that out. As opposed to not being Mechal Ma'aser Sheni and only drink 78 of the or 79 of the lug of wine. So then the Gemara says that's all Shitas Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the key line. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, all of them osin. They prohibit such a thing. And Rashi says that why are they osin? The first in our line, Rashi Kasaka Daitech, the Havamina here is Hashid de Tamayu. The reason of these three Tanaim is Mishum de Kesavri Ein Breira. Breira doesn't work. You can't just say, I'm separating Chuma, but I'll figure out after the fact which lug is Chuma, which lug is Meister. It doesn't work, Breira. You have to decide either now or it doesn't work. And so we see that Rabbi Yehuda is in the camp that says Breira does not work. So once we have this Tosefta, which has been very widely accepted and used throughout Shas, must be that the Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah, which indicates that there is Breira, is not correct. We hold the Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no Breira, and we passing like Ayo. That was the first approach of Breira. So Gemara then says, comes along Ula Amar, Lesei L'Ayo Mimastis. And he says, not true. We actually reject the sheet of Ayo, and we favor the position of the Mishnah that there is such a thing as Breira. But didn't the Brayse of the Tosefta we just quote clearly said Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no Breira? So Ula explains, Ve'ela Hadakatani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, those three Ostern, it's not true. Ula Zuze Katani, which really means Zuge, it should be Zuge in pairs. That should really read, Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, period. The Rabbi Yehuda is actually coupled with Rabbi Meir that says you're allowed to do that separating of Chumas Maestros and have Breira. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Breira, and therefore he's consistent with the Mishnah here in Maseches Erevin. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon are the couple that says Osir, and they prohibit it. So we just kind of switch, added a Vav, and we put Rabbi Yehuda to the Rabbi Meir Shita and not to the ones that follow. So again, this is Machlokes Amoraim. How do we paskin? Do we hold a Breira like the Mishnah Erevin, or do we not hold a Breira like the position of Ayo? So now the Gemara is going to spend some time on the Shita of Rabbi Yossi in particular. Rabbi Yossi, we just said above that Rabbi Yossi was along with Rabbi Shimon that also they prohibited from doing this type of separating of Trumas and Maisos in the barrel of wine because Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Breira. So Gemara says, is that really true that the Sava Rabbi Yossi ain't Breira? Breira doesn't work. Batan, doesn't the Mishnah teach us that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shtei Nashim, Shalachu as Kineim be'erev. Erev, not to be confused with Erev of our Masechta, Erev Rashi as Beshutvis. They bought together. So you have two women who, let's say they're Yoledis. A woman who's a Yoledis, she had given birth. So part of the process of becoming Tahor, she needs to bring a cane, a basket of two birds, Shnei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yona, two of the same types. One is an Ola, one is a chatas, and then she becomes tahor. It could also be a woman who's a zava gadola, woman who's zava gadola who sees dam when she shouldn't be seeing, and it's 3 days in a row she sees this, she has to wait shivan akim, and then she brings a carbon at the end. So one of these types of kineim, these baskets of carbonos are being brought, but they brought it together, they mixed together, they put the money, it cost us, I don't know, $100 for one, so they put the total of $200 in together, and they gave it to the carbon to figure out to bring the baskets on their behalf. So the Mishnah goes on to say again that Shtei Nashim Shilachu as Kineim Be'iruv, or they mix them together. O Shinasu Dimei Kineim Le Kohen, or they brought the birds themselves and mixed them, or they just brought money to the Kohen. Eza Shiyuta Kohen Yaakov Ola Le Eza Shiyuta Yaakov Chatas. The Kohen could decide which animal to use as an Ola, which animal to use as a Chatas. So we see that the Breira works. Because a Breira is a long Rashi, but Breira weren't to work. That doesn't make sense. He could decide which one is going to be used for which woman. It must be that we don't care. You can just lump everything together. And which animal goes for which woman, that the Kohen will decide Breira, that when it was I bring the carbon, retroactively it must have been that she had given me this bird and she had given me this bird and everything works out well. So this is a mission that's accepted, and clearly Breira does work. And Rabbi Yossi is partly the one who's saying this statement. So Rabbi Yossi does hold a Breira. It depends if it's Stam or if he picked out which one it is.
If he gives Stam the money to the coin,
if it's Stam, then nothing's decided in the first place. There's no issue. This is where it was ready. One woman brought two birds for herself, the one brought two birds for herself, and you couldn't really decide who was.
Isn't the thing that you give malos to the coin and you don't say which one goes
That's a different din. It's somewhat similar, but here, there, when it's against Stam malos, then the coin's allowed to decide. It could be what the Gemara's got to answer will answer your question as well, but this is two women who to have l'shma, not to say which is chatas, which is ola, but which is l'shem, which woman. That again, it's a similar. It could be the same din. It could be. So the Gemara ends up saying that Amar Rabba Hasam Kishahisnu. Now the reason why this Mishnah works, it's not because of Breira. It's because when they brought the money initially, when they brought the animals initially, they said we're making a Tanai. Whichever animals brought, however the Kohen decides, that will be good for me, and that one he brings for you will be good for you. They made a Tanai. Whenever there's a Tanai, that's not Breira. Breira is when something happens retroactively. But when you make a Tanai initially, that we're willing to put the money in the pot. And however the Kohen decides, that's how the money is going to come. Tanai is a different mechanism than that of Breira. So therefore, this would certainly work, and the Rabbi Yossi agrees. But in general, where you're trying to take the avenue of Breira, there Rabbi Yossi says Breira does not actually work. So the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, if it's a case where they made a Tanai, Maile Meimer, what's a Chiddush? Of course, if Tanai was in effect, if that was in place, of course it's going to work. What's the Chiddush of this mission of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, Kamash Lam, we're teaching us a different din, which is something similar to what Riki was alluding to, what's Kedir Rav Chista. The Amr Rav Chista, says, we have this also quoted in the Shas a few times, that Ein HaKinim Misparshos, the kinim, the baskets of birds, are not explained, if you will. They're not decided which animal is a chadas, which was in an ola, or who goes to which person. Ella, there are two moments of time. Ella, ibl kichas bailim, ibasias kohen. The Gemara in Yuma talks about how we know this based on psukim, but when you bring two birds, you know, two identical birds, one's a chadas, one's an ola. There are two moments in time where you're allowed to decide which is the chadas, which is the ola. Either when you buy them, so when you go to the marketplace, you buy two birds, you say, okay, this is an ola or a chatas. If you don't decide then, you buy them just stam, I need to buy two birds. Then when the kohen does the maisa hakrava, then he's able to decide which is a chatas and which is an ola. So too, that's again what Riku is talking about. Even one woman who buys two birds, that would be the 2 points in time. And when two women mix the four birds together, when they mix all the monies together, so there's, well, either when they initially bought, you know, put the money in, they could decide, or when the kohen does the maisa hakrava. So what Rav Chista is telling us here is nothing to do with braver here at all. Just telling us that the moment of Shas HaKrava, the Kohen has the right, based on Pesukim, the Asiyas HaKohen has the right to decide which bird is for which woman and which bird is going to be a Chatas, which bird is for an Ola. But again, nothing to do with a Breira. It's still a case where they made a Tanai. So Tanai, so again, there are two things going on here. Who owns the bird? And also another point of which birds were going to be a Chatas, which birds are going to be an Ola. But again, a different mechanism than that of Breira. So it doesn't have any impact on what we've been discussing. So the Gemara now goes further and says two lines down here in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Vakati still. Savar Rabbi Yossi ein Breira. Are we still comfortable saying that Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Breira? We have the following brace of HaTanya. Am Haaretz she'amar l'chaver kachli aguda achas yarek or gluska achas. If an Am Haaretz asks his friend, the neighbor who's a chaver, he's a learning guy. He says, listen, you're going to the marketplace. If you don't mind buying from the shuk, an amount of vegetables for me or some type of bread, the din is ein sarach la'asa. You don't need to make separate meiser. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says there's no need. And chachamim tzarech la'asa. You need to take meiser. What's that talking about? So the din, the way it works is, if you just look at Rashi, Rashi will clarify what's going on here. Four narrow lines down, Rashi says, am ha'aretz she'amar l'chaver. She'haya chaver holech l'shuk likach lo yerek la'atzmo. The chaver is going anyways to the shuk. He's buying himself some carrots, let's say. V'amar lo am ha'aretz. Am ha'aretz says, kach gamli agudas yerek. Buy for me also, once you're going to buy carrots, buy me also a bundle of carrots. Ein tzarech chaver la'aser demai me'oso shinosin am ha'aretz. When the chaver buys on behalf of his neighbor, the am ha'aretz, he does not need to separate ma'aser. The afalpi, even though in general, shalokach shalov shalah, afalpi shalokach shalov shalah am ha'aretz, stam, even though when he bought two bundles of carrots, one was for himself, one was for the Amharit, but he didn't specify which is which. He didn't say, this bundle is for me, and that bundle is for him. He didn't say that. And he just bought for the Amharit. When he bought it, retroactively, he could say it was initially bought for the Amharit. So let me explain. Whatever the chaver buys in the marketplace, he needs to separate meiser, because all demai. We have no idea which farmer this came from. So he has to separate meiser. Now, if he buys, let's say, only for the Am Haaretz, he's not going for himself. If I'm going for the Am Haaretz does what he wants. I have no obligation to separate meiser for him. So if I'm buying for the Am Haaretz, so I don't need to do anything. But when I'm buying two bundles, and one's for me, one's for him, I didn't say which is which, so they're both potentially mine, I would have to separate meiser in both of them, because I don't know. So the fact that Rav Yossi says you don't have to must be that even though he didn't decide whose is whose when he bought it, when he gives it to the Am Haaretz, you could say retroactively, when he bought it, that one was designated for the Am Haaretz. He doesn't need to separate it. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Tzarech La'asa, so you don't need to separate Meiser and whatever you give to the Am Haaretz, based on the premise that Rabbi Yossi holds that there is a concept of Breira. Well, Chachamim say, no, you have to separate Meiser. There is no Breira. And when you bought them initially, you bought them both for yourself, because you didn't decide which is for the Am Haaretz, and you would have to take Meiser on both. And the Gemara says, not true. There's not a question here because Epoch. We could just switch around who says what, oftentimes in a Braisa, because sometimes it's the Braisa were not as part of the Mesorah as much of the Mishnah, so it's much easier to flip around this Braisa and say Rabbi Yossi was the one who really said Tzarech La'aser, and the Mishnah said, and the Chacham said, Ein Tzarech La'aser. So Gemara now quotes another Braisa. Tashma. Ha'omer ma'isa sheyeshli bebesi, mechulal al sela shetala biyadi me'akis. So let's say, you know, the way it works, normally we had said in the past, you're not really supposed to do a pidyon or any type of hafrasha unless you're present. You know, you said chumas ha'maisos should not be shalom and amukaf. It has to be all present. If I'm having chuma, I should really have the whole pile in front of me. When it comes to be mechalel, separating, removing kedusha, I don't have to actually be present there. So if I'm, let's say, walking, and I have my sheni in my house, I could say, you know what, I want to be mechalel my sheni in my money. I'm going to Yerushalayim anyways. I didn't bring my fruit. You know what? I'm going to say, the fruit I have in my house, my sheni, let it be mechalel on the money I have in my pocket. And he says, whatever comes out, I'll sell up shetali biyadim in a kiss. Whatever coin I take out of my pocket, let it be mechalel on that. So the din is, does that work or not? You didn't specify which coin. You said, whatever comes out first. I got 20 coins in my pocket. Whatever comes out first, so breira, that the chil took place on from the Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mechul, that actually works. Even though I didn't specify which one it was, I said the chil takes place now. And when I take out the coin, breira, that was the coin that the chil took place on 10 minutes earlier. So we see Rabbi Yossi does hold a breira. And Gemara says, no, Epoch, let's switch it around and say, Amen, it should really say, Rabbi Yossi Omer Lochil. It actually doesn't work, because he does not hold a Breira. So we just switched these last two Brises to have Rabbi Yossi consistent with what we know he says about the other case of the Lugin Shalyayin, where he said Breira doesn't work there. So again, we have three Brises about Rabbi Yossi. One Brise from Amin Aleph said that Breira does not work. And these two Brises initially said that Rabbi Yossi does hold the Breira, but we switched Rima'apech, both these Brises, to be consistent that Rabbi Yossi is in a position that Breira does not work. So Gemara says, "My chazis da'apches tarte mekamichada." What was the reason why we felt compelled to change two Brises, Bima'apech, two Brises here, in order to maintain one Brise before? I would have thought that Epoch, Chada, you should switch the one Brise that seems to be inconsistent, Mekame Tarte, in the face of the two Brises that seem to say otherwise. In other words, Rabbi Yossi really should say that there is Breira, and we should switch Rabbi Yossi from the previous Brisa to also say that there is Breira. So why are we switching two instead of just switching one? So the Gemara says, Havade Ipchatanya. Because this, the Brisa now, the one that we're dealing with, of the Maisa Sheni being Michal and the Sela, this one is Vade switched around. This Vade was wrong, and we know this one really has to be switched around. Why do we know that? Because the Katani Sefer, the Sefer ends up saying, Umodi Rabbi Yossi is in agreement, Be'omer Maisa Sheyeshli Besoch Besi Yumchulo Al Sela Chadasha Shetala Biyadi Minakis. If you say that I want the Maisa Sheni Bichal on a particular coin, a Sela Chadasha, a brand new coin, that certainly does work, the Chila works. Now, midakama, from the fact that he says hacha here in the Seifa, shechil, that this does work, implies, and the reish, michlal, the hasam, the beginning of the brisa, lochil, it didn't work. So that's why we were comfortable switching around this current brisa that we're talking about, that Rabbi Yossi says the chil does not work from Maisa Sheni onto the coin. The only time it works is if you specify which coin you want, then you want it to be chal on the Sela Chadasha. Then the chil will work. But if it's among many coins, then you're working with Breira, then Rabbi Yossi would say, Ein chil, doesn't work. So now this last case here, of high Sela Chadasha, Hechidami, when you're talking about you want the Maisa Sheni to be chal on the brand new coin that you have, a nicely shiny coin in your pocket, Hechidami, what's exactly the scenario here? Idiika Tarti Tlas, if you have two or three of these new coins, then the H Breira, Hainu Kamai. So that's saying that you want to use Breira because you're choosing one of the several coins. So that's the same exact case of the ratio. So it can't be where there are many coins, many new coins, Ella. It must be the Leka Elachada. You only have one brand new shiny coin you got straight from the mint, so that you want it to be Chal on that Sela Chadasha, since there's only one to speak of. So it works. But as opposed to the Seifa, where there are many coins to speak of, then it doesn't work because you cannot rely on Breira. So now, if it's talking about there's only one coin in his pocket, my tala, what's like the tala? The one that you pick out of your pocket, sounds like you're picking up one from many coins. But we're talking about a case of only one coin. So what's the lashon of tala? So the Gemara says, I did the tani reisha tala, tani sevanami tala. Since the reisha was a case of many coins, you're being tala, you're bringing one coin up from the many. So too, for the consistency of the language, he also spoke about tala and the seifa, but really the seifa was dealing with only one coin, and that's why there's no shaila. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree if there was just one coin. Okay, now the Gemara is halfway down to Amud Beis. Amalei Rav of Nachman, Man Haitana, Dafilu B'Dirabanan, Les Lei Breira. Who is the one that holds that even on Dine Dirabanan there's no Breira? We have a Machlokas right now that some hold that there is Breira, and some hold that there is no Breira. We haven't distinguished between Deraises and Dirabanans. Just we said across the board. So now the Gemara is of the understanding that who holds that even on a din derabanan, such as Rashi points out, such as an Erev Tchumim, which is only a din derabanan, at least according to his understanding, that Breira still doesn't work, even though we're talking about a low-level din of a din derabanan. So the Gemara says, Da'afil b'derabanan lesay, who holds this way? Breira. The Sani, the Rashi says, Amar l'chamisha, the guy says to five people, Hareini ma'ariv al eza mikem she'irta, I'm going to make an Erev on any of you, whoever I decide to later on. And Ratzisi Lecha, Lo Ratzisi Lecha, Lo Yech, sorry, let me try that again. Amal Chamisha, Hareini Me'ariv Al Eza Mikem She'erta, Ratzisi Lecha, Ratzisi, Yelech, Lo Ratzisi, Lo Yech. If I want to go this way, I'll go that way. If I don't want to go that way, I won't go that way. Meaning all five of you could set up an Erev, and I'll decide later on whether I want to rely on this guy's Erev or that guy's Erev. So Gemara says, Ratza Mibod Yom, Mibod Yom, Erev, Erev. If this all took effect mibod yom, so then it would work. But if it took place from chashecha, so then it wouldn't work. So this is an opinion that holds that this only happens if he decides when he wants to go. If rutz mibod yom, if he decides mibod yom from erev Shabbos, so then the erev is good because he decided from erev Shabbos. That's fine. But to decide after Shabbos already begins, he wants to retroactively rely on Reuven versus Shimon's. That's breira. Breira doesn't work. So clearly, this brisa says. Ein Eruv Eruv. So who is the one who holds such a brisa that the bear doesn't work on a din derabanan? Ishik v'lo amar lav lamide. They were silent and nobody responded back. Rav Nachman didn't respond back to Rava. So v'lei malei tana debei ayo. So why didn't they? Why didn't Rav Nachman say this must be the position of ayo? We saw ayo on yesterday's daf. The ayo clearly did not hold the brera, so he must be the author of this brisa as well. That ayo that holds that the bear doesn't work on even a din derabanan. So the Gemara says, Hulo Shmile. Rav Nachman was unfamiliar with the Shita of Ayah, that's why he couldn't answer this question. So then Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Tanai Shaklis Ma'ama, Tanai, it's really Machlokas Tanaim, whether or not you hold of Breira or not, by a Dindir Banam. Desani, the Brisa says, Hareini Ma'ariv L'Shabbasos, Shokol HaShana, I want to be Ma'ariv all the Shabbos of the year. And Ratzisi Yelich, Lo Ratzisi Lo Yelich, if I want, I'll go this way, if I don't want, I won't go that way. If he decided where he wants to go, which Erev he wants to rely on from Erev Shabbos, Eruv Erev, that's a good Erev. Mishachashech, however, if he only decided after Tzeis, which Erev he wanted to rely on retroactively, so then we have a Machlokas Tanaim. That's what Rav Yosef is telling us. That Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eruv Erev, it's a good Erev. In other words, Breira does work. You could decide on Shabbos retroactively which Erev he wanted to rely on from Bein HaShemashos. And Chachamim Omrim Ein Eruvei Erev, the Erev is actually not good because Chachamim do not hold of Breira. So the Gemara then says, V'ha Shamina L'Rabbi Shimon D'Lesei Breira. But didn't we hear in the past that Rabbi Shimon does not hold the Breira? On Amun Aleph, Rabbi Shimon was coupled with Rabbi Yossi, who said you cannot separate the Lugan of Yain that way because he held that there is no Breira. So how could Rabbi Shimon say previously that there is no Breira? And here Rabbi Shimon clearly says that there is Breira. And so the Gemara says, again, let's switch around that really Rabbi Shimon in this brisa holds that there is no Erev, that Breira doesn't work, and Chacham hold that the Erev does work because he does hold, they hold of Breira. So Gemara says, my Kasha, what's a Kasha? Why are you so bothered by this? Dilma ki lesle Rabbi Shimon Breira b'deraisa. Maybe the only time Rabbi Shimon does not hold the Breira is when we're talking about a din deraisa. The case of Amud Aleph with the Chumas and Maisos in the 100 Lugan of wine, that's a din deraisa of Chumas and Maisos. So by din deraisa, Rabbi Shimon says don't rely on Breira. But when it comes to a din derabanan, of Abba derabanan, like Erev Tchum, which is a din derabanan, Islay, maybe Rabbi Shimon will allow one to utilize Breira. And maybe it's not a machlokas, it's not a stira. Don't change around what he says. It's consistent. One's a deraisa and one's derabanan. So Kasava Rav Yosef holds that man de islay breira, whoever holds a breira holds this way across the board, loshna bedraisa, loshna bederban. And those who islay, those who, if they hold a breira. Man de lesay breira, those who do not hold a breira, loshna bedraisa, loshna bederban, unless they don't hold a breira across the board. So since he had this understanding of the consistency of the position of breira, for his no breira, he knew Rabbi Shimon had to be consistent as well, and that's why he couldn't be mechalik, he had to switch around this breisa. Fine. So now the Gemara says, no, there's a different explanation for Rabbi Shimon. So the first answer is that Rabbi Shimon is consistent. We switch around, Rima'apich le'braisa. And we don't like being saying ipach. We don't like to switch around braisa. We like to assume that even braisas are pretty pretty reliable. But if we have to, sometimes we switch around who says what. But Rava says there's no switching around needed. Rabbi Shimon's very, very consistent. But there's a fundamental difference between the case of the wine where Rabbi Shimon does not allow it to work, to separate, and the case here of the Erev Tchum, where it does allow it to work. What's the difference? So Rav Amar, Shaini Hasam, Dibainan Rashis, Sheshireha Nikarm. When it comes to separating Truma, there has to be a distinction. You have to know what's Truma and what's not Truma. So when you separate Teva, so when you take away grapes from the pile, you see this is a Nikar, that these are Truma, and these grapes are not. Now it's Chulun. Has to be recognizable. But you have a whole barrel of wine, I separate Truma, you can't see what's Truma, what's not Truma. It's all one liquid. There's no distinguishing between a liquid. They all come together. Just look at Rashi to say this all clearly. Rashi says five narrow lines up. Rava Amar, Taimid Rabbi Shimon, Beyayin. The reason why Rabbi Shimon doesn't allow you to separate the wine like we discussed in Amun Alf, La Mishim Dein Breira. Nothing to do with Breira at all. He actually holds a Breira like we just saw by Eir Tchum. The Isle Breira. Ela mishum dekarya rachmana l'truma reishis degancha b'tiroshcha, that the Torah refers to truma as reishis, as the beginning. Mechlal shetei muvdelas truma mishireha b'shash shekar lav shem. When you call truma, there must be a distinction between this is truma and that's not truma. Shetei hi nires reishis ve'elu shireha, that you should recognize that this is reishis, this is separated for the kohen as truma, everything isn't. But you don't have them when it comes to wine, and therefore by truma, this separation doesn't work. Nothing to do with breira. But as opposed to Erev Tchum, where you're not dealing with any question of Shiraim, Nikeres, we're not talking about Truma at all, so Breira actually would work. So the Gemara then says, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye challenges Rava, and says, asks a question from another case of Truma, where we see that Rabbi Shimon weighs in here. It says, Ve'ela Amar El Miata, Hayu Lafan of Shnei Rimonim, Shel Tevel. You have two pomegranates that are Tevel. Vamar, and you make the following tonight. Im Yarduk Shamim Hayom, if the rain comes today, let the chuma be on this. Let this one be the chuma. So you want to separate chuma now. You want to eat it. And you say, you know what? Okay, I'm going to eat the... I said the, one of these, the chuma is somewhere here. I'll start eating the pomegranate now. And then if it rains or doesn't rain, that will use as a simon to see which one I'm going to decide that will be chuma. But you're trying to retroactively decide that which is chuma. And the Gemara says, are you going to say, hachanami... If you're going to say, regardless of whether it rains, are you going to suggest that the truma won't take effect here? Because you don't recognize the truma, because it's two different pomegranates, there's no nicker of what's truma, what's not truma. If you're really going to say that what he says doesn't work, that truma doesn't take effect, but doesn't the Mishnah clearly say, Ha'omer chumas hakri hazeh, umasosa besoch, if I say I've got a pile of tevel, and I want to say that some of the fruit here is going to be truma, and some of it's going to be meiser. The din is that truma, meiser, zebesocho, Rabbi Shimon, omer, krashem. You're allowed to do that. So even though I've got a big pile of fruit, I could still say there's truma and there's meiser in there, even though I don't recognize there's no nit, it's not nicker. The reishish, shireha, nikar are not nicker, yet it still works. So just like it works by this pile of fruit, and just like it should work by the pomegranates, so too it should work by the wine as well. And the Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental difference between liquid and solids. By solids, even though there's a pile, you could still recognize different fruits from each other. But by liquid, there's no recognizing different parts. So the Gemara answers, that's the difference. Shiny Hasim over there, Deika Svivav, there's that which is around him. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, five lines up, the end of the line, Deika Svivav, Shirea Nikarm Deiu Besocho Kamar. You can recognize the different rows, different piles, different fruits. So by the fruits, by actual solids of food, you're able to recognize different parts of it, the inside, the outside, the top, the bottom. So there you could separate chumas and misos. As opposed to the wine, where it's all one liquid, there's no inside, outside, there's no top or bottom, it's all one unit, therefore there's nothing that's nicker. So what comes out from Rabbi Shimon is as follows. By Breira, Rabbi Shimon holds a Breira. That's why by Erev Tchum, Breira is allowed. When it comes to separating chumas and misos, it's a whole other point here, a whole other factor, whether or not you could separate whether the shirayim are nikar or not. If it's a liquid, it doesn't work. And rachis, right? If it's a liquid, it won't work because it's not nikar. But if it's a solid, it will work because it is actually nikar. Let's finish off now. One last answer. We'll finish the daf with this. The Gemara says, Vibai Zema, another answer one could say here to explain Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon really holds of Breira. And the reason why he asserted the case of the wine in Amud Aleph, why he didn't say, you could say the chumah is there, the mice is there, and then when I finish drinking it, I'll figure out which is which. Breira should work. Why doesn't that work? Because there's another concern here of Kitakatani time, and the reason the Brisa there itself says why you shouldn't do this is Amrulo, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon all said to Rabbi Meir. Again, Rabbi Meir is the one who said, you can separate like that, and when I drink it right away, whatever's left over at the end, that will be chumah, that will be mice. But they said, Rabbi Meir, don't do that. Because Iyata Moda Shemi Baka Hanod, what happens if the barrel cracks? And then you didn't have a chance to separate Chumas and Maisos. It gets lost. Which means the Chumas and Maisos was what you actually drank initially, and that's a big problem. So Rabbi Meir says, again, Iyata Moda Shemi Yibaka Hanod, and Nimsa Ze Shosa Tfalm Lamafreya. Because you were relying on the fact that you have Chuma at the end of the day. But turns out that the barrel collapsed, it broke, you lost it all, so you never were able to separate chuma. So what happened is, since there was never chuma, there was tevel in the beginning, and you ended up eating tevel. So isn't that a real concern? So he says back, Rabbi Meir says that, Amr lehen, lichshi bake, when it breaks, you tell me about it. I'm not concerned that the barrel is going to break, just let it be, and since it didn't break, I'm fine with doing it. It's not really so likely that the barrel is going to just break. So Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Shimon allowed Breira to work, he was choshesh, that the barrel would break. That's why he says not to do it. Not because the Breira doesn't work. Breira does work. But he was concerned that it might actually break, and that's why he said not to rely on this. So now the Gemara just wants to know, initially, when we had thought Rabbi Shimon was of the understanding that the reason why you shouldn't separate the wine, nothing to do with breaking the barrel, rather because you didn't have the concept of rachis sheshireha nikarm, that you don't recognize the truma from the shirayim. So what exactly was understanding Mike Amrle? They knew the brisa. The brisa clearly invoked Shemi Yibaka. So how could you have suggested a whole other reason of rachis of sheshireha nikarm when the brisa clearly was pointing out the issue of Shemi Yibaka, not the rachis part? So what was the havamina? How to understand the dialogue in this brisa? So halachic amri, the way the brisa is understood is the didan. So Rabbi Shimon was saying, according to me, I say that the reason why you can't separate Meiser is because you need Rashis. That's why. The Didach, according to you, that you don't think you need Rashis, well, I have a second reason why I think you shouldn't separate Meiser from the wine. Yet Amoda Shemi Baka Note, shouldn't you be concerned that's going to collapse and you won't have it? And Nimsa shows that Tfalin Lamafreya ends up eating Tevel Lamafreya. In other words, Rabbi Shimon says there are two concerns why you shouldn't separate wine in this way from the barrel. Number one is because you don't have rachis, and number two is Shemi Yibaka. So Amar Len, Rabbi Meir responds back, Lichshi Yibaka. So Rabbi Meir was not concerned with rachis. He felt rachis, I guess, was a made-up drasha. He didn't have that. And in terms of your second concern, when it breaks, I'll be concerned. But if it didn't break, I'm completely fine with separating Meiser from the wine in this case. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you.